every morning I drive my daughter to daycare and I piss myself laughing. It's hilarious. Awesome. I love it.
That's what we're after. Thank you, Jessie.
Make up your own mind.
Kyle and Jackie O in the morning.
Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m.
Kiss 101.1.
Listen to Will and Woody on demand. Search their podcast on iHeart. We're free. Never sounded so good.
Jetstar's giving Club Jetstar members an exclusive international sale. There's heaps of fares on sale to destinations like Bali Denpasar, Singapore or Bangkok, but it's only for Club Jetstar members. Join the club at jetstar.com for just $65 and you'll get access to these fares, a $50 Jetstar hotels voucher and more. Sale ends midnight Eastern Standard Time 2nd October unless sold out prior. Hotels voucher has a $150 minimum spend. Terms and conditions apply.
Telstra Business Technology Centres know that better tech is better for your business. If you need managed IT, security, connectivity or productivity solutions, their dedicated team will provide smart, tailored advice to help make your business more efficient and productive. Talk to a Telstra Business Tech advisor to find out more. Visit telstra.com/TBTC today.
Tonight on 7 News, a runaway driver triggers peak hour crash chaos on the Monash. Victoria's Surf Coast toasting three sets of quadruplets and inside the Lions' Mad Monday Premiership Party. 7 News at 6.
The 100% electric BMW i4 eDrive 35, now priced under the luxury car tax threshold. With exceptional offers from BMW Finance, business customers only. See bmw.com.au for fees, charges, terms, conditions and eligibility criteria. Ends September 30.
Haven't had chicken until you've had charcoal chicken at Elgina, however you say it. Elgina's chicken is always crispy on the outside, juicy on the inside, and charcoal to perfection. Oh, and their famous garlic sauce. I like to smother it on bread, pack it with chicken, and feel my eyes roll back into my head. It's not just chicken, it's Elgina's charcoal chicken. Find a location near you at elgina.com.au.
You know, everyone knows it takes a hell of a lot of work for anyone to climb up to be the best in the business. So I've got a lot of respect for the folks at Spinalese because they've put in that hard work. That's why they have the best pillows on offer anywhere on earth. Go with the OG and the best, Spinalese. Imitators just don't cut it. They make promises they can't deliver. Spinalese delivers on their promise of comfort and support and also give you free delivery. That's a double delivery promise from these guys at Spinalese. Order your pillow at Spinalese. Spinalese.com.au. That's spinalese.com.au.
To celebrate 20 years of adventure at Anaconda Bayswater, we're giving you the chance to win a share of $5,000 worth of gift cards to gear up for your next adventure. To enter, head to the KISS 1011 win page. Anaconda Bayswater. Play more, pay less.
Like to earn Star Alliance points and gold status? How about 0% interest for 6 months on flight bookings? Unlock a world of global travel benefits with the award-winning HSBC Star Alliance credit card. Experience the first credit card in Australia that allows you to earn Star Alliance Gold status. Search HSBC Star Alliance to learn more. T's and C's and minimum spend apply. Credit provided by HSBC Bank Australia.
The MG4 is the EV for everyone. Buy now and save up to 25%. Drive away in the MG4 now from just $39.90. Hurry, this offer is only available until October 31st. Visit your local MG dealer today. T's and C's apply.
I got the iron.
Global pop superstar Katy Perry returns to Melbourne with All My Hits.
I know you feel it. Can you believe it?
The Lifetimes Tour.
Baby,
presented by Snaffle, June 12 and 13 at Rod Laver Arena. A Telstra Plus member pre-sale is on now. Go to telstra.com/tickets for more. Tour details at tegdainty.com.
More little miracles are born every day with City Fertility.
Every little piece of you is a miracle. Little miracle of mine.
Here's Melbourne.
Good afternoon. Things slowing down on the Monash Freeway outbound with a crash just before Burke Road taking out a left-hand lane. There's also a breakdown on the Westgate Bridge heading outbound taking out the second right-hand lane there, and not too far away a crash in Altona North on Millers Road northbound before the Westgate Freeway. That one has the middle lane blocked. There's also reports of a crash in Somerton on Somerton Road westbound before the rail overpass, and drive carefully through Armidale this arvo with speed traps on Dandenong Road. Save up to 50% off lounges at Adriatic for 5 days only. Sale ends tomorrow. Adriatic Furniture. Exclusive yes, expensive no. The Kiss Cast dropping down to 8 degrees tonight, then a shower or two expected tomorrow with a top of 19. Right now it's 18 degrees. It's James, Melbourne traffic and weather together first with Will and Woody for the drive home on Kiss 101.1.
Mimosa Homes offers fixed price contracts and affordable house and land packages. Visit one of their 50 display homes across Metro Melbourne and Geelong. MimosaHomes.com.au.
Kiss 101.1.
Calls for protesters to be arrested. Hi, I'm Rachel Storer.
Your news now.
Federal police have been told to investigate protests in Melbourne yesterday. Hezbollah symbols and flags were on display. Premier Jacinta Allen says it's a known terrorist group.
They should be held to account, not just for the displaying of a prohibited symbol, but for the grief and pain and anguish that that is causing.
A woman has drowned after being swept off rocks at Cape Shank on the Mornington Peninsula. Her body was pulled from the water near the lighthouse lookout just after midday. Federal Treasurer Jim Chalmers has announced a $15.8 billion budget surplus. He says it's because Labor has spent less, not taxed more. Despite the surplus, no new cost of living measures have been announced. Working from home won't exist in 3 years. That's according to KPMG's latest CEO survey. 82% of big bosses think most white-collar roles will be back in the office by 2028. And in Kyle and Jackie's own news, Katy Perry extends her Aussie tour. More on that next.
Due to construction at Melbourne Airport, allow an extra 30 minutes for arrivals and departures. For quicker pickups and drop-offs, head to the Terminal 4 car park. Search Melbourne Airport for details.
Katy Perry has added another show to her upcoming Aussie tour. She says the people have spoken, so she's heading to Adelaide. Apparently, the SA Premier did a deal with Katy after she performed at the Granny on Saturday. She's getting a discount on Adelaide's Ent Centre. For more celeb news, get Kyle and Jackie's Own News podcast on the free iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts. Your sport check in a sec.
Movie nights at home have just got so much better. New Cadbury Choc Tops. So good, they're guaranteed not to last. Find them in the supermarket ice cream freezer.
Andrew McWalter is West Coast's new coach. He's edged out the likes of Hayden Skipworth and Stephen King for the job. And the party continues for the Lions. They've kicked off Mad Monday after Saturday's grand final win over the Swans. The Kiss Cast is next.
Now you can reserve an Uber ride in advance, which may work out perfectly if you need to leave fast later on. Reserve now, ride later with Uber.
Partly cloudy tonight, dropping to 10 degrees. A shower or two tomorrow, 19. The top right now, it's 18 degrees in South Morang, 18 in St Kilda. Kiss doesn't deal in just tickets. We deal in entire rows. Your chance to win free Coldplay tickets happens from 10 tomorrow morning and all day while you work on Kiss 101.1.
With the American Express Platinum Card, you could get used to this.
Hey, you have to see this view.
Elevate your next trip with $450 to spend on travel each year. Search Amex Platinum today. See website for details. Exclusions, T's and C's apply.
It's Will and Woody. Welcome back to the show. Hey, we're trying to get in touch with Tanya Arena about a grand final performance. We haven't had any dice there so far.
She did text you back.
Yeah, she sent me the custom message, which is, you know, when someone's calling you and it goes, would you like to send a custom message?
Mm-hmm.
She sent the sorry I can't talk right now message.
I think that's worthy of a when can you? Question mark.
No, I just said no worries. I'll never speak to you again. Time for the quiz, which is brought to you by Taskmaster.
Tom Gleeson puts Pete Hellier, Aaron Chen, Reese Nicholson, Mel Buttle and Conchetta Caristo to the task in new Taskmaster. 7:30 Tuesday on 10 and 10 Play.
Australia's easiest quiz.
Tell money, let's play.
Alrighty, playing the quiz today, we've got Isabella.
Hello, how are you?
Outstanding. But more importantly, how are you? Your child is due in 3 months.
Yes, she is.
How are you feeling? Feeling good?
Good. Feeling fantastic. Very excited.
Okay. Well, $1,000 could definitely help. These things go through 400 nappies a week, I reckon. Let's do it. 30 seconds on the clock. I'll get 10 questions right. Can pass. Have to take your first answer. Best of luck doing it for the unborn baby. We are, though. We're doing it for the unborn baby. There's no doubt about it.
Yes, we are.
Why are you making this weird? That's lovely. It's the loveliest change.
So easy to make weird. All right, here we go. Isabella.
Yes.
What day does October start?
What day does October start? October starts Tuesday.
What does 29 minus 7 equal?
29 minus 7, 22.
Give me one of the colours the Wiggles wear.
Purple.
Name a flower that starts with the letter D.
Dandelion.
How many numbers on a six-sided dice?
How many numbers on a six-sided dice? Six-sided dice. Six?
Ah, you might have just got in with the answer at the end there.
It's kind of a hard
question. The answer is six.
No, because it's six plus five plus four plus three plus two plus one.
How many numbers?
So I have to calculate it all together. That's a bit too hard.
On a six-sided dice. It's a really hard question.
No, how many numbers on a six-sided dice? There's six numbers. There's one, there's two, there's three, there's four, there's five, and there's six.
Yeah,
there are six numbers.
Hey, who passed school letter Will and I? Well
all
done,
right,
Will.
Isabella, thanks for playing.
Thank you.
No worries at all, mate. Nice to meet you. What are you talking about, mate? Going to keep things moving here.
Yes, up next, I want to talk quite seriously about a dilemma that all of us face every single day.
Hopefully not a dice. Will and Woody. I just woke up from a dream where you and I had to say goodbye. And I don't know what it all means, but since I survived, I realized wherever you go, that's where I'll follow. Nobody's promised tomorrow, so I'ma love you every night like it's the last night, like it's the last night. If the world was ending, I'd wanna be next to you. If the party was over and our time on earth was through, I'd wanna hold you just for a while and die with a smile. If the world was ending, I'd wanna be next to you. is Will and Woody, Lady Gaga with Bruno Mars. A little bit of a warm-up for tonight, obviously, the Joker premiere, the musical. Yes. Coming out a little bit later on.
But the VIPs get to go tonight.
The
VIPs, the media industry.
The medias.
Not us, though.
No, absolutely not. We'll be working, Woods.
Too busy. Hey, I want to talk about something that I'm 100% sure we all do this, but for some reason it's taboo to talk about it.
Okay.
So every single time you walk into a public toilet, the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire music starts playing in your head.
Oh,
and you look at that lineup of cubicles and you're like, which one do I think is the least used? And henceforth, which cubicle is the best to use? We all do this.
Yeah.
But I found it really interesting.
Do you always go for the least used?
That's what I'm targeting.
Yeah, sure.
I'm definitely targeting least used. And by the way, if you want to engage, because I'd love to hear people's thoughts here, 131065, join the experiment that we're doing live on air. 131065, what is the best cubicle to use, in your opinion, when you're in that situation?
Sometimes on a cold day, I don't mind a bit of heat on the seat. Just throwing that out there.
Well, that makes you in the minority, I would assume. Yeah,
just sometimes.
I think most people...
Most of the time, I prefer a freshie.
Okay. And my general opinion is that
hard to pick the freshie.
Well, I don't think it is hard. I am very strongly of the view that...
Yeah.
Everyone always skips cubicle one. I think there's this assumption out there that if there is... So I'm talking about three cubicles there. I think everyone looks at cubicle one and goes, oh, that's definitely the most used, so I'll go to number two.
Yeah.
So in my opinion,
yeah,
I think cubicle one is always your best decision. That is the best cubicle to use.
I think that... Look, we're talking about a three-cubicle spread here, right?
Three-cubicle spread, yeah.
I feel as if... The conversation's evolved a bit from you. I think in the 60s and 70s, people were cubicle one-ing.
Mm-hmm.
But I reckon in the last, I don't know why.
I don't think they do cubicle one. I think they skip it. I think they assume that it's used a lot, hence it's
You've gone ahead here.
I think the assumption is that cubicle one is used a lot, but I think everyone goes like, no, that's what everyone else is thinking. So use one. It is the best one to use.
No, I think we're on the same page.
Yeah,
no,
okay.
I think we are on the same page. But
rare.
Because I've had this chat with Sam a lot, and she thinks that she's a cubicle one-er, and she's been a cubicle one-er for a long time.
Genius. She's
and
a smart
I just
woman.
Think that that group of people has now grown.
It's flipped again.
I think so.
So you think that we've gone...
I think so. I think the amount of times that I walk into a three-cubicle spread, cubicle one can be in a bad way. It can be. It can be. I mean, I'm going to say when I was a teenager, it was a pretty safe bet. But I reckon these days, I'm probably a cubicle two guy. I'm going to throw it out here, even a cubicle three guy some days.
Well, though, if you had to pick one, though, what is it, two or three?
Probably two.
Yeah, see, I think two is the worst. Three cubicle spread. What is the best cubicle to use?
To me, would be the three. I always pick the last one.
I don't know why.
This is why I always try.
Yeah, and there's the thing, Brian. I think there are a lot of people who assume by walking further... that less people will use that cubicle. Common mistake in my mind. 131065, what is the best cubicule?
No one's using cubicle
three.
I mean, unless you're the first person in the building right at the start of the day, in which case, enjoy cubicle three.
Well, then hang on. Maybe that does make cubicle three the best thing because no one's using it.
A clean three at the start of the day, unbelievable. The penthouse. Will and Woody.
Out, yeah, like a sore thumb. With a forehead that it grew horns from. Still a white shirt, pulling up and girl with the folks folks in a Bud Light shirt, lyrical technician, an electrician, y'all light work. And I don't gotta play pretend, it's you, I make believe. And you know I'm here to stay, cause me, if I was to ever take a leave, it would be as friend to break your feet. If I was to ask for Megan Thee Stallion, if she would collab with me, would I really have a shot at a feat? I don't know, but I'm glad to be back like that. Turn me into a sonic face emoji. My suit may not be age appropriate, but I will hit an 8-year-old in the face with a participation trophy.
Yes, I have zero doubts that this whole world's about to turn into some Girl Scouts and censorship bureaus out.
So when I started this verse, it did start off lighthearted at first, but it feels like I'm targeted, mind-boggling how my profit is skyrocketed. Look what I pocketed. Yeah, the shit is just like y'all have been, like jogging in. I've been running at full speed, and that's why I'm ahead like my noggin in. Time to fight y'all then. When you debate who the best, but I saw white chalk and win. I step up to that mic cock it then. Oh my God, it's that chicken dog again.
Will and Woody, welcome back. Another whole row of Coldplay tickets to give away very, very shortly. Right now, though, Woods, I think one of the great, great discussions.
A dilemma that we all face. The question is, 131065, which is the best cubicle to use? Now, look, I fully appreciate some of us, a bit on the odd side like yourself there, Will, you actually prefer a well-used toilet seat. So sometimes
you
sit
on a cold day.
For most of us,
I don't mind a bit of heat on the seat on a cold day.
For most of us,
if you close your eyes, you can just imagine that, you know, it's just heated for you.
The shocking feeling for me when you feel warmth on seat.
I think once you get past it, it's fine.
It's the only time I don't like warmth. Anyway, for most of
us, what about if you were in a fire?
Well done. You flipped me. Well done. But for most of us, we're trying to use the cubicle that we think is least used. I personally think cubicle one. We're talking about a three cubicle spread. If you've got three cubicles to choose from, which one? We're targeting the one that's been the least used. I think it's cubicle one because most people wrongly assume that's the one everyone's going to.
Yeah.
What's interesting about this, before I go to the calls, is that as people pitch their favorite cubicle, it's undoing their argument.
That's right.
This is fascinating science. Katrina, 131065, which cubicle do you think is the best one to go to?
I think the best one to go to is number two, only because when you're in a rush, you got to go to number one because you're in a hurry. But when I want to do a number two, I go to the furthest one away so people can't listen and know what I'm doing.
There is some anonymity to going deep. I definitely would say that. But, Katrina, my concern is that if people are after anonymity, that means some bad stuff's happening in Cubicle 3. That's all I'm going to say. So maybe not a good one to go to.
I see what she's done there. That's crafty.
Jay, 131065. Jay, which cubicle...
I didn't even
cubicle...
think about that.
Yeah, it's definitely a factor that we didn't take into consideration.
Yeah, Jay, anonymity.
Yeah, and you definitely do earn that the deeper you go. If you go to third cubicle, it could be anyone.
I think two is just scramble them a bit. I mean, who was in there? I think when you're in two, it could be anyone. You know, and you could be coming out of anywhere.
Yeah, it's true, Will. Jay, maybe it's not a factor.
Guys, I'm going to debunk number two for sure.
So number two as well.
I wouldn't choose two. I'd be one and three. So I study magic card tricks.
Oh, unbelievable!
If you can work this out on anyone and do it yourself. If you put four cards in front of somebody in a row, four cards or three cards, 99.9% of people will choose option three. Two.
You're kidding.
So based on, based on that theory, I would never choose
Jay.
That makes sense. You're telling me 90% of people go into the second cubicle.
Yeah, I 100% agree. Based on the same theory as cards, you put down four cards in front of people or three cards.
But you're not taking a shit on the card, Jay.
No, but he's not saying that. He's just saying when you're giving...
But I think that's a factor. You know what I mean? Like, if we're talking about... It's a factor. Don't look at me like that, Poop. That's a thing.
For some reason, it's the way people's minds choose. They'll always choose option two. So I would never jump in cubicle two.
Jay, I understand you studied the cards. I understand there's some science there. But you're forgetting a big part of this. Like... The big part of this, which I think is in the back of everyone's mind, is not when you pick a card, you haven't got your pants around your ankles taking a poo in an office,
but you don't have
which is a factor.
But you don't have your pants around your ankles when you're choosing a cubicle. You are fully
clothed. But you're about to, you're about to have your pants around your ankles taking a poo in your office, potentially in front of a work colleague. And I think that sends people...
You're in the cubicle, but go on.
But do you know what I mean? I think that sends you...
Only you do open door policy, and it's sick. I've been meaning to talk to you about that. Let's go to Lee. I agree.
If we're just talking about, you know, in a lab, pick one, two, or three, sure, people are going to pick... But, what was her name?
His name is Jay.
Katrina. She brought up before the anonymity factor.
Yes.
You know, that's got to be a factor. If you go into cubicle two, you get a chance of getting iron curtained, which means one and three get taken at the same time. You're in a bit of a shitstorm.
I think in this
scenario... You don't want to be there either. So, yeah. I mean, they're just... Don't come in here with the cards, is all I'm saying. You know, we're comparing apples and oranges.
I didn't mind bringing it. It's a fair extrapolation. Why don't we keep taking calls, Will? Let's go to Lee here. Lee, best cubicle today. You've actually read a study on this exact thing. So we're going from cards
to real studies. It better be about people using cubicles.
What did the study say, Lee?
Boys, how's it going?
Good, mate. Very good. Very good.
Yeah, so this has actually been tested, believe it or not, on Mythbusters, this exact thing.
And
Woods is correct. The furthest toilet away from the door, the most used, because people assume the one closest is the most used.
Yes!
Why do people assume number one is most used?
I don't know why.
It's the closest.
Yeah, exactly. They assume people are lazy. And often, for me, when I walk into...
That is daft.
When I walk into
That's daft.
When I walk into a public toilet, I always go... You go to cubicle one, you go, hang on a second. Everyone's doing this. And that's why I go...
But hang on. Are you going to cubicle one because you assume that most people aren't going to cubicle one?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because you think most people are going to cubicle three.
No, I think they're going to one and three. Yes.
I just think they're all going to three. And they're banging on.
A brand new Will and Woody podcast is available now on the iHeart app. Get celebrity interviews and spicy stories that never made it to air. Plus, all the best bits of the week in one tight little package. Get it now on the iHeart app.
Melbourne traffic.
City Fertility delivers little miracles every day.
Every little piece of you is a miracle. Little miracle of mine.
Good afternoon. Delays are easing. Following an earlier breakdown on the Westgate Bridge outbound, it's still heading back towards the Vaulty Bridge though, and delays are easing off following an earlier crash on the Monash Freeway outbound before Burke Road as well. The Mornington Peninsula Freeway is slow going inbound due to a crash of its own after the Nepean Highway, with one lane closed and speeds dropped down to 40. And in Springvale, there's been a crash on Heatherton Road at the Westall Road intersection. Finally, reports of an incident in Roeville on Wellington Road heading outbound before Stud Road. Craving a getaway? Score a Melbourne to Singapore and London multi-stop flight return from only $1,705 per person with Singapore Airlines. Book now with Fly Centre. The Kiss car's dropping down 8 degrees overnight, then a shower or two tomorrow at 19. Right now it's 18 degrees. It's James, Melbourne traffic and weather together first with Will and Woody for the drive home on Kiss 101.1.
Let's go!
Hi, we're Coldplay. We'd like to start off by just giving something away.
Tomorrow, we take more winners than ever before.
It's 10 Minute Tuesday.
Oh, I want something just like...
straight after the Kyle and Jackie O show at 10, we give you a shot at an entire row of Coldplay tickets every 10 minutes.
It's exciting and it's cool and it is different and I think it makes us feel quite alive.
From your home of Coldplay, Kiss 101.1.
At Officeworks, it's possible on your Intel AI PC. Work, play and create with unmatched performance. Get an Intel Core Ultra PC from $1,797. We won't be beaten on price with our price beat guarantee. Exclusions apply.
I don't think dying's the worst thing that can happen to you here.
The phenomenon From returns for a brand new season only on Stan.
You have no idea what we're dealing with.
From the producers of Lost, legendary horror author Stephen King calls it scary as hell.
Nothing that I've been through is possible.
A group of strangers are hunted by unknown terrors in a town they can't escape.
The only way we go home is together.
Hello?
The brand new season of From, now streaming only on Stan.
You haven't had chicken until you've had charcoal chicken at El Jana. This is not that sweaty stuff you get in a bag. Oh, no, 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 no. El Jana's charcoal chicken is cooked over a charcoal flame. Crispy on the outside, juicy on the inside, and marinated like it's got a secret to tell you. Best served with their famous garlic sauce. Ooh, oh, there's chicken and there's El Jana charcoal chicken. Visit eljana.com.au for the location nearest to you.
Hey, all over Australia, manufacturers rely on Australian natural gas.
Ah.
You see, natural gas can generate extreme heat over many, many hours. So we can process and add value to Australia's natural resources.
Handy.
Turning them into essential construction materials like bricks, aluminium, and glass.
Oh.
That's how natural gas supports Australian manufacturing and thousands of jobs. Find out more at keepingthecountryrunning.com.au, authorised by S. McCulloch, Australian Energy Producers Limited, Canberra.
Okay, you've blown over 0.05, so I'm going to need you to step out of the car.
But I didn't drink that much, and I ate a big meal.
Stop kidding yourself. If you drink, don't drive.
I can't lose my licence.
A message from the TAC.
Holidays are always good. Sometimes they're even great. And Celebrity Cruises is about to ruin all of that. Because once you explore with us, you'll never want a holiday any other way. And you'll never have to with all the places we can take you, like Europe, Asia, Alaska, and even your own backyard. Celebrity Cruises. Nothing comes close. Visit celebrity.com/au, call 1-800-003-002, or contact your travel advisor.
Pop superstar Katy Perry returns to Melbourne with All My Hits. The Lifetimes Tour. Presented by Snaffle. June 12 and 13 at Rod Laver Arena. A Telstra Plus member pre-sale is on now. Go to telstra.com/tickets for more. Tour details at tegdainty.com.
Now you can reserve an Uber ride in advance. Which is great if you're going to book club tonight. You can reserve an Uber ride for an hour and 15 minutes after you arrive. Because that's when Bianca will sense you haven't read this month's gritty crime thriller. Going after you like a small town cop with an axe to grind. Laying traps, poking holes in your story, and forcing you to confess that you only watched the movie. Reserve that Uber ride and get out before she reads you your rights. Reserve now, ride later with Uber.
Listen to Will and Woody on demand. Search their podcast on iHeart. We're free. Never sounded so good.
So much traffic.
What?
Traffic.
Choo-choo-choo!
It's Will and Woody. I hope you're having a great drive home. Welcome back.
Woo!
Oh, this is a chip. Hey, I've been trying to get onto Tina Arena all show. I'm sorry if you've been listening from the start of the show. She can't talk at the moment. She obviously was performing with Katy Perry, and as her friend, you'd think that I'd be able to get that scoop, but she's a busy woman. We're going to have a whole row of Coldplay tickets to come. Very exciting. I'm reading here Tom and Annalise out at 6 o'clock because they're going to the Joker premiere. You guys didn't need to know that. But thanks for writing it on my run sheet, guys. Australia now knows it too.
That's important, though. Let's get him out of here.
Let's get him out. Let's get him out. It's Will and Woody. Cheers. Tickets to give away to Coldplay. It's outrageous. It's right up next. We're doing that every day for 6 weeks. Woods.
Hard to know what emotion to feel here. But yep. You guys are about to feel it. Not sure which way you'll go, but the world's longest serving death row inmate has been declared innocent and he's free.
Wow. What was he serving for?
So, murder conviction.
Oh, wow.
So,
you didn't want me to ask that, did you?
No. Nope. Okay. 1968, he was convicted of murder.
Yeah.
Turns out, I don't know why this took so long for them to overturn. He's 88 years old now. Apparently the investigators, like, tampered with evidence and, like, they interrogated him all wrong. And he is an innocent man. But
wow,
the situation...
That's terrific.
Yeah, but on a positive note, he is now free.
I don't think there's anything positive about the fact that he's been in prison for 60 years.
Small sliver of positivity is that he wasn't going to be ever in the wild again, back in the real world.
Yeah.
But he will.
Some of them do hate the fact they have to leave, though, at that stage, because it gets a bit too much.
Well,
for
I
them.
Can confirm that Mr. Hakamada, which is his name, pumped. He's like, this is obviously a horrific. He's on record saying,
okay.
Can't wait to get out. Right. And I'm going to have a few years now just to, like, you know, live my life.
Oh, so he actually, okay. Reintegration's not overwhelming.
That's a direct quote. But I just thought it would be interesting to ask the question right now. And I'm fascinated to see where your mind goes and my mind goes. But let's say you do go and have coffee with Mr. Hakamada. He has been locked up since 1968.
Yep.
And you're tasked with kind of saying to him, like, oh, like, you've missed the last 46 years of, you know, news, you know, events, etc. What is your go-to thing? Like, what do you think the biggest thing is that he has missed in the last 46 years?
Yeah.
Where, like, what's the first thing that pops into your head?
46 years? Now, I'll tell you the first thing that popped in my head because you You were obviously asking me beforehand about this.
Yes.
We were talking about the story beforehand. I said,
I wanted to see if I could steal a few of yours.
Yeah, I know you probably have, because he went into prison in 68, and I was like, oh, he's missed the moon landing.
Oh, it definitely was.
Which is in 69. So, that for me would be I still can't believe that happened now, let alone in 1969, saying to him, the year after you went into jail, we landed a.
He'd think you were pulling his leg.
A rocket on the moon.
He would think you were pulling his leg.
Insane.
He'd be like, come on. He'd spit his coffee out and go, come on, I've been locked up for a long time.
That'd be my big one.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I've got a big three.
Okay, hit me.
The moon landing, the internet, cell phones.
Yeah, okay.
They're probably the big one, like, just check this out. Because then I'd be able to pull my phone out of my pocket and just melt his mind.
Yeah, totally.
And then if I had to show him
What's
YouTube clip.
What's the one feature? On a phone, like, what do you think the one feature would be that would really, like, get him going?
Video call, be pretty wild.
Yeah, very good one.
That still gets me. And then I'd probably, if I had to show him a YouTube clip, I'd show him Thorpe mowing down Gary Hall Jr. in the 2000 Olympics 4x100 meter freestyle race.
Unbelievable.
That was epic.
That would be unbelievable.
Comes Thorpe. Yeah. That'd be massive.
I mean, he's a Japanese guy. I'm not sure why he'd be showing him an Australian swimmer.
My bottom three, planking, Gangnam Style, and Snooki from Jersey Shore.
Oh.
As the bottom three.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Yeah. Channing Tatum and Mila Kunis' Jupiter Ascending just missed out on the bottom three, but it's in the mix.
Surely you go. Imagine if you said to him, mate, you've missed a lot of great cinema. This is generally seen as the greatest movie in the last 46 years, Jupiter Ascending.
What's in your top?
Speaking of YouTube videos, I feel like I would play him. Like, I think the biggest thing that's happened in the last 46 years is when Bill Clinton publicly had to say this.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Right, like, in what world do you think, like, you're facing the press for...
He won't know. Annalise didn't even know who Bill Clinton was.
No, that's true.
Annalise, did you know about the sexual relations things with Monica Lewinsky? Do you know what that's about?
No idea.
That is interesting, isn't it? Because the other one I had written down, which I know wouldn't mean much to him, is, like, Prince Harry's nude snooker game in Las Vegas, which is obviously...
That was huge. The photo. You'd show him the photo, obviously.
You'd have to say to him, okay, you know the Queen.
Yeah.
Because he'd know the Queen, right?
Yeah, well, no, probably not. He's Japanese. Mm. I mean, if you want to get really real with it, he's not going to know a lot.
Okay.
Like if he's Japanese in the 60s, The big things to him would be like a car has just been going around. Like they've gone through this amazing post-World War II industrial revolution in Japan. They start getting obsessed with America, Elvis, movies.
Yeah, a bit boring. You could also tell him that we invented a massage chair, which would be pretty cool. You know your chairs, you know massages. There's a chair that massages you.
I don't know. Well, he'd probably know a massage and he'd know chair. Yeah, I think that's
right?
A good one.
You go, we just put them together.
Certainly better than here's the Democratic president from the 90s and here's his secretary. Coldplay tickets up next. It's Will and Woody.
And I feel like I'm moving inside her, lying in the dark. And I think that I'm beginning to know her. Let it go. I'll be there when you call. And whenever I fall. I'll be waiting when you call. And whenever I fall at your feet, you let your tears rain down on me. Whenever I touch your slow turning pain, whenever I fall.
Christmas. Now. I come alive
again. Coldplay's brand new album, Moon Music, will be released on October 4th. You can pre-order the album now at Coldplay.com.
Whole row of Coldplay tickets every single day here for 6 weeks. Unbelievable. Yeah, and all you got to do is listen to us all day, right across the workday, and we could just call you. We'd give you a bloody call and say, hey, here's a whole row of Coldplay tickets. A
little bit of fun today, if you will. I just have this idea in my head. You know, we're just giving away these, you know, whole rows of tickets to Coldplay. I just think these people have to earn it a little bit.
Sure.
So I'm thinking, is it a cold day for Coldplay? Rules are simple.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to name a location in the world, and they have to guess if the temperature of that location was under 10 degrees today.
Cold day.
Classically a cold day under 10. Everyone in the weather game knows that. The bomb knows that. Are you interested in playing this game, or should we just give away the road?
Not in the slightest, given that you've explained it.
Well, hang on. What location? Give me a location. I haven't planned this.
This time of year?
Yeah.
Hobart.
I like it.
Actually, no, let's go slightly further north. Launceston.
Oh, Launceston. Don't have any internet. Hang on.
I've got internet.
Hello?
Hi, Kevin.
You're speaking.
Do you know?
Hello.
Are you right there? Yes. What are you doing, Kevin?
I was driving. I'm going to pull over into this grass now. Yeah. I'm hands-free.
Yeah, pull into the grass. Pull into the grass. Cool.
I did. I'm good. I'm safe.
Okay. I'm glad you're safe. And based on your excitement levels, I'm glad that you are no longer in control of a motor vehicle. Now, Kevin, you're after some tickets, aren't you?
Yes, please.
You're after a whole row to Coldplay. But here's the thing, Kevin. We're not just going to give you these things. You're going to have to earn them.
Don't make me sing again.
I promise you we're not making you sing, but you are the first ever contestant of a game called Is It a Cold Day for Coldplay? Rules are super simple here, Kevin. All right?
Yes.
Tell me, in the location of Launceston today, was it a cold day? And specifically, I'm asking you, was it under 10 degrees today? So 10 degrees being the top temperature. Was it under 10 degrees in Launceston? And if you get this right, then you win a whole row to Coldplay.
Launceston.
Where is Launceston, Kevin?
Isn't it in, yes, it was. Yes. I'm going to take a gamble. I'm going to say yes.
So you don't even know where Launceston is?
No, it's south. It's either Launceston. Oh, my God. You got me.
Okay, so you don't know where Launceston is. That's you know what? It's not part of the game. The game is it a cold day there? You have said yes.
Is it at some point lower than 10 or just right now?
No, it needs to
at
be.
At some point.
Okay, well, yeah, we're deciding the game here, Kev.
Yeah, Kevin, we're going with it needs to be under the top temperature needs to be under 10 degrees today.
The top temp.
Right now?
The top temp under 10 degrees right now.
Yes.
Or for today.
For today's forecast.
That is not the case. That is not the case.
No, not the case. Not the case.
Kevin, I feel like you're Googling it now.
I'm not.
I get that feeling, Kev. We all got that feeling.
I'm on the phone.
You can be on the phone and on the internet at the same time, mate. We've all done that.
I believe him.
I don't believe him.
He's on the phone.
I've got the
and
phone.
He said no.
The phone's on my ear.
He said.
It's on his ear, Will.
Kevin, we don't believe
phone's
you.
On his ear.
He said before
Will.
That it was the. He said Will. Before that it was the other way around as well.
I thought you meant in the morning. Like it could have been in the morning. Morning, maybe, yes, under 10.
I like
but
Kevin.
But now?
I like Kevin. I like Kevin. Kevin, you got a whole row to go and see Coldplay.
I love it. Thank you so much. Oh, my God. That is amazing. I don't know what to do.
Sing for us, Kevin. Sing for us.
Ba-dum. He sang a bit of Kylie.
That's why I didn't want to sing.
Kevin,
this is amazing.
Do you know any Coldplay songs, Kevin?
Oh, don't stop me. I do. Everyday Life, Yellow, Viva La Vida.
I was a bit worried when you kicked it off with Everyday Life, but I feel like you might be Googling things again. We're going to leave you to it, Kev.
Oh, you guys are the best. Woo!
Love you, Kev. Doesn't know where Launceston is.
I think he could be permanently taken off the Kiss winners list. I hope you guys are having a great Monday. Will and Woody.
For the drive home.
Win it, Woody!
Kiss.
Kiss Melbourne traffic.
More little miracles are born every day with City Fertility.
Every little piece of you is a miracle. Little miracle of mine.
Good afternoon. A nasty T-bone crash in Springvale on Heatherton Road and Westall Road with multiple lanes closed in all directions. All emergency services are currently on scene. They are still awaiting towies to arrive though. While in Safety Beach, there's been a crash on the Mornington Peninsula Freeway inbound up the Nepean Highway with one lane out of action there and speeds down to 40, as well as in Flemington, a crash on Epsom Road outbound at the Racecourse Road roundabout, causing chaos for the showgrounds traffic. Momentum Energy is 100% owned by Hydro Tasmania, who make more renewable energy than anyone in Australia. So should you switch to Momentum? 100%. The Kiss car's dropping down to 8 degrees overnight, and a shower or two expected tomorrow with a top of 19. Right now it's 18 degrees. It's James, Melbourne traffic and weather together first with Will and Woody for the drive home on Kiss 101.1.
Pop quiz time.
Kyle and Jackie O in the morning.
We've got a 60-second clock. We've got 10 questions. Every question you get right, you get $100. You get all 10 right, you walk away with
$10,000 in cash.
Valentina, it's your big moment.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
What is Starbucks famous for selling?
Coffee.
Correct.
Complete the name of the film starring Tom Hanks, The Da Vinci...
Code.
Yep.
Lance Bass is a member of which boy band?
NSYNC.
And the last one.
Olivia Benson is a character from which show?
Oh, my God. Law and Order?
You got it, baby!
Oh, my God, you just won $10,000!
Valentina nailed every single question, wanders off with $10,000 cash.
Oh, my God.
Kyle and Jackie O's $10,000 pop quiz. Melbourne's richest cash contest.
Play every morning
at 7:30.
Kiss 101.1.
Head to Chemist Warehouse and save more money every year on your regular medication with discounted prescriptions in every store every day.
Need tyres that go the distance? Buy 3 Bridgestone Turanza Serenity Plus tyres and get the 4th free. Plus a 50,000 kilometre wear life guarantee so you can go with confidence. Call Bridgestone Select Tyre and Auto on 131 229. Conditions apply.
Can you hear that? That's the sound of truckloads of new entertainment being delivered on Foxtel. There's the BritBox app, a bunch of new channels, and all new seasons of your favourite Foxtel originals. And speaking of fast deliveries, an epic summer of cricket is just around the corner. Foxtel, all in one place.
The secret. The secret.
Need to hire an extra pair of hands for the worksite?
A really safe pair of hands.
With a strong work ethic and their own work ute?
Wow, that's really specific.
Hiring the right people for your small business is not a secret. It's the secret.
That's actually a website.
Yes, technically.
Seek.com.au. It's literally a website.
With better candidate matches than ever before.
Seek.
And you shall find.
Thinning hair? The Hairy Pill is here to help regrow your hair and your confidence. For stronger, healthier hair, thehairypill.com.au.
With so many holiday homes on booking.com, there are so many Tina Fey's I could be. Surfing Tina at a beach villa. Is that a shark? Or channel surfing Tina in an apartment. Ooh, a shark show. Book whoever you want to be. Booking.com, booking. Yeah.
If your to-do list is so long it freaks you out, well, then get onto Airtasker.
Talk to
you. You'll find lots of people in your area with the skills and tools to help. Just describe your task, set your price, and wait for the Tasker offers to come in. It's actually very exciting as the offers come in, Will. Mm. Whether it's walking your dog, assembling furniture, or doing an end-of-lease clean, Taskers are waiting to take care of your to-do list. You can get more of anything done with Airtasker, so go on. Download the Airtasker app and post a task today. I mean, why not?
Does biting into an ice cream make your teeth feel sensitive?
Sensodyne Repair and Protect Toothpaste
provides lasting sensitivity relief with twice daily brushing. Always follow the directions for use.
Philips Arvent are on a mission to help reduce mum guilt with their range of products that help mums share baby's care with their village. Did you know 2 in 3 mums have less than 1 hour to themselves each day? Philips Arvent are here to change that with their intuitive line of easy-to-use products. From bottle feeding solutions and sterilisers to breast pumps, Philips Arvent empower mums and the village around them to share the care with confidence without the mum guilt. Search Philips Arvent and share the care.
At OPSM, we are dedicated to delivering you everyday excellence. Until October 16, get $100 off prescription glasses or prescription sunglasses. Minimum spend $350. TNCs apply. See website for details. Book an eye test today at OPSM.
I don't think dying's the worst thing that can happen to you here.
The phenomenon From returns for a brand new season only on Stan.
You have no idea what we're dealing with.
From the producers of Lost, legendary horror author Stephen King calls it scary as hell.
Nothing that I've been through is possible.
A group of strangers are hunted by unknown terrors in a town they can't escape.
The only way we go home is together.
Hello? The brand new season of From, now streaming only on Stan.
Ever driven with total reassurance? With a Hyundai Genuine Service, now you can. Our factory-trained technicians work in over 170 locations Australia-wide. Visit your local Hyundai dealer today. T's and C's apply.
Listen to Will and Woody on demand. Search their podcast on iHeart. We're free. Never sounded so good.
Hi, it's Kyle and Jackie O here. If you love all the latest celebrity goss, we have the podcast perfect for you.
It's our own news where you'll get the latest from the celebrity world.
Kyle and Jackie's own news podcast. Press follow in whatever podcast app you're on to stay up to date.
Yes. Will and Woody for the drive home.
Turn your speakers up.
Kiss.
Welcome back, I should say. We are getting it out of here, though. Just as I've welcomed you back, I must bid thee farewell. Bit of life advice, though, on the way out.
Yes. I'm not sure if this is going to be a thing that continues. But
it has been a thing for a while. And it was just my thing until you...
I commandeered it. And I think my advice may be better. Definitely,
what have you given so far?
Except the fact that people are talking behind your back.
All right.
Good one. Don't stress about it. All right. Here's...
But that was also advice that you haven't taken on.
No.
Because you said that. And then you went on to say... They could be saying something nice about you.
Yeah.
That's totally undone whole piece of that advice, which is to accept the fact that people don't like you.
Yeah. Yeah, that did happen. Anyway, here is my advice today. And I'm definitely not padding.
I know.
I'm trying to think about the advice.
A bit like a bad.
That I'm doing... Actually, this is amazing. Okay.
Put cream on scones before you put jam on scones. Bang, I've done it.
Good warm-up. Really good warm-up. That was like Katy Perry to the AFL Grand Final, and here's the Grand Final.
No, that was it. So that's all we've got time for.
Oh, you're kidding.
You were slow. You padded.
Fair enough.
You padded.
Fair enough. And my advice was, take your time before giving life advice.
Was it actually?
Very meta.
Was it actually?
Very meta. No, made that up. But my life advice tomorrow, because it did come to me.
I actually got it wrong as well. I meant you put the jam on first. Yeah. Oh, I just realised. I always fall for that trap.